You're listening to Utah Public Radio during UPR Newsline. A request by Utah's U.S. Senator Mike Lee and his Republican congressional colleagues for more time to review whether a beetle found only in Utah should receive federal protection has been denied. The beetle found only in Kane County near Kanab is being considered for the designation as threatened. I spoke with Paula Bate of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service about why the request to extend the public comment period for the coral pink sand dunes tiger beetle was denied.
The reason for the denial was that there are statutory limitations with our timelines that are, and those limitations are prescribed in the Endangered Species Act. We will have a economic analysis that is done as part of the listing process. With that publication comes an additional comment period, and at that point in time, public is welcome to provide us their comments on any aspect of the listing process.
Okay, so maybe this spring that will be available?
Correct.
According to Senator Lee, at least the information he gave me, sources were not available until, what, November 23rd, which he felt only gave them 10 days to comment, and that wasn't long enough.
We were a little delayed in getting the citations and the literature that we used for our listing decision up on the website, but I know that did happen. And indeed, there might have been some delay. And so we will be not only having this additional comment period, say they wanted a public hearing where the public can provide comments directly to the service, and they also wanted a meeting that the service would attend and explain the proposed rule to the public in terms of what the decision was and how we came up with it, how we can or how we would justify our listing proposal. And that will happen during the comment period for the or during the time of the economic analysis comment period. You know, we're trying to work cooperatively with them and hopefully still provide them an opportunity to provide the information that they think is important back to us.
Did you ever think a little beetle would be so controversial? What has it been, 20 years that this has been proposed?
Yeah, it's been on the, it's been designated as a sensitive species for quite some time and a candidate species most recently. There is a lot of interest in it, definitely. You know, the public that are in the Kane County and the Kanab area definitely appreciate the resource that they have in the sand dunes, and it is, you know, a natural feature that provides some economic benefit to the county in terms of visitation, off-road vehicle use. One of the things at the moment that we're trying to do is to work towards updating a conservation agreement that currently exists for the species. We would be able to provide the protections that are necessary for the species to continue to exist in the sand dune area. And then there'd be the potential to actually withdraw the proposed rule, I guess incorporating local management and local conservation actions instead of having the full listing move forward.
So that might be a compromise.
Indeed, yeah. And it's something I think, you know, everybody really wants. I mean, this, you know, working with the county, Kane County, the Bureau of Land Management, Utah State Parks, and the service, all of us cooperatively, we would perhaps moving some of the boundaries of the protected area down there to expand those or at least to set those up so that they better cover the areas where the beetle does occur and then also provide some migration corridors or at least one migration corridor from one of the protected areas to another one so that the species can better deal with climate change and potential drying that will occur down there in the future.
So what is the next step on possibly passing this conservation agreement?
We were just down there last week meeting with the county commissioner and the other entities out on the ground to see how we can adjust boundaries of the protected areas. We've got a fairly aggressive schedule that we have to operate under. We're trying to get the conservation agreement updated by beginning of February. And then either a final rule or the withdrawal of the proposed rule sometime in May. It's a very aggressive schedule just because of that timeline of meeting the publication in October of 2013.
That was Paula Bade with the Utah Office of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service speaking with me today about the coral pink sand dunes tiger beetle that is being considered as threatened. The beetle is found only in Kane County near Kanab. If you'd like to learn more about the beetle and the proposal, you can go to our website at upr.org. I'm Carrie Bringhurst for Utah Public Radio.